Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
A source told the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
If the first four picks are quarterbacks and you're sitting there in your Ryan Poles, I would be compelled to move up. I would be bold and take next year's first-round draft pick, maybe some other collection of picks, the number nine this year, obviously, and move up for Marvin Harrison Jr. That's how you change history. You add a wide receiver who is the best player in this draft with a quarterback who's going to change your franchise, and then you go to town. Then you're talking playoffs. Then you can win the draft on day one. This is not outrageous. Dave, you're looking at me like I just suggested.
Coach is so upset.
Dave, you're so disappointed in me. I don't know if I can handle that. But this is how you take advantage of a rare opportunity.
We loved this clip so much of Vegas Haw on NBC Sports Chicago, and we'll talk to AJ Pierzynski coming up in less than 15 minutes about why he no longer works for the White Sox. But we needed the details filled in. Did Dave Wannstedt ever speak again? Was he appalled at the idea because it wasn't a defensive player? David Haw from Mully and Haw, kind enough to join us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. You stumped the Wani, David.
Hey, Danny. Yeah, thanks, Tanny, for the background music. Kenny Chesney, as always. Dave Wannstedt was definitely stumped because he hated the idea so much he was speechless. And I understand that. Defensive-minded head coach. Ugh. And I was asked basically to look at scenarios and opportunities. And I think conventional wisdom, the part I did say, conventional wisdom says you stay at nine and maybe you take Roma Dunze. That's what I'm going in thinking. But if the first four picks are quarterbacks, I do think you have to at least have that conversation in the Bears draft room, what it would take to move up if Marvin Harrison Jr. is still on the board at number five.
Well, and I mean, if they get Marvin Harrison Jr. and that future first round pick that you're trading, what do you think? That'll be like the 32nd pick in the draft when they win the Super Bowl, something like that?
I don't know if it will be 32nd. That's facetious. I get it. I like it. But Danny, seriously, if they get into the playoffs after this year's draft class helps them get there, it will be a lower pick. You're not going to be drafting ninth again. Theoretically, it's going
to
be
a— drafting ninth in either scenario. I mean, Houston traded its first-round pick to Minnesota, and they won one playoff game, and it's the 23rd pick in the draft.
Yep, absolutely, and that's what you're looking at. So in that context, it doesn't sound so outrageous. That was my point. And I understand it's a lot to pay for a rookie who, with two other receivers who could be top 10 picks and Neighbors and Adunze. But I also couched it this way. If he's the number one player on your board and he's the best player in the draft, it is not crazy to consider.
Right, I agree. Generally speaking, I don't like trading multiple first-round picks for any position that is not quarterback. And I happen to believe that Odunze and Neighbors are both also going to be excellent. So I would have a hard time doing it myself, but I would obviously not be mad about it. The only thing that would make me mad is trading down and taking defense. Like, get a blue-chip player, and I would strongly prefer an offensive player to support Caleb Williams. What do you make of the Bears doing this press conference about the domed stadium on the lakefront the day before the draft on Wednesday?
Oh man, I mean, I was so ready to be positive and not cynical and all these things about this project. And then they're firing people in PR, and then they're doing this kind of misstep again. They're still very, very clumsy. What are they doing? Is he playing— thinks he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, Kevin Warren? I don't know why you would schedule a press conference to announce what you plan to do on the lakefront within 24 hours of making the biggest draft pick that you have made in decades. That doesn't— it's not real conducive to smart PR strategy unless you're trying to distract, unless you're trying to obfuscate, unless you're trying to do something to take attention away from your big renderings because half the Bears media will be out of town. I don't know, but when you do something like this, it does raise the suspicion of people who've been around for a while, and I've been around for a while, so it does raise my suspicion.
Okay, right. So I agree with you. It shocked me at the timing, but you just floated out a bunch of theories. Like, do you have a theory, or is your theory just that something's going on?
My theory is that they probably want to bring as little of attention to how they're going to pay for this as possible. So somebody in the new regime was like, hey, let's just do it when everybody is focused on the good news, and this is going to be able to be something that is celebrated in terms of the organization is going to be celebrated this week. And it should be, because they're on the verge of something pretty special. Said this morning, all morning, it's fun to be a Bears fan again. Thank goodness, finally. And now they're like, oh, let's try to do this now. What's to harm in waiting a week? What's the big deal? Is it going to be invalid if you release the renderings in a week and tell everybody how you're going to pay for it? No. But you have a distracted fan base now. You have a distracted media contingent. And I think they're trying to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think Mayor Johnson will be there?
If he's not, why would you schedule it Wednesday?
I mean, I know, but it – if he goes and then they still go to Arlington Heights and he wraps his arm around this thing publicly, yes, it would have started when Mayor Lightfoot was in office, but there would be some real optics of Mayor Johnson lost the Bears to Arlington Heights. Like, this is a very public bluff if they're still going to Arlington Heights. Have you been convinced that they're going to stay in the city?
Not convinced entirely, no.
Okay.
I still think that there's a lot of ground to cover, and this could be one of the biggest leverage plays that we have seen. But I also think that, you know, Mayor Johnson has a lot more unsettling optics to worry about than him standing next to Kevin Warren at a press conference to announce, you know, these plans to build a stadium on the lakefront. I think that could he should be there, because I think there are questions to be addressed and answered. There are serious questions and priorities and all kinds of things he might want to dodge. So if he's not there, I guess I won't be shocked. But, Danny, I think that if you're going to schedule it when they're scheduling it, I would hope that they would be open to all kinds of questions and have some answers willing for the public to hear.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's very, very strange. Never a dull moment with the Chicago Bears. So, okay, you want him to trade up for Marvin Harrison. What is what? Oh, okay.
I conventional wisdom, if I'm in the room, I'm at 9 and I'm taking Roma Dunze.
Okay.
If they have an opportunity to move up based on that scenario. So I guess yes with an asterisk, because I think that it's unlikely to happen, but I would be willing to entertain it.
Okay. Is there, just give me a name or a scenario. Is there anything you would not want?
I don't want to trade down lower than 15, and if they do that, I'll be disappointed. I'm not crazy about taking a defensive tackle at 9 if they stay, but I did say this, and I want to stand by it. I'll come in Friday morning talking about the Bears draft, and there won't be anything that I think I can conceive of that would happen that would make me think it was a bad day.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is the headliner, no doubt. All right, that's Vegas Haw from Mully and Haw. You listen to him all the time. Thank you, sir. We love that video of you and Wani.
Thanks, Danny.
That's it. Yep, that's all.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, man, making Wani speechless is hard to do. We hang out with that guy all the time. He has a comment and a thought for everything. So Vegas Haw got him out of him. Very impressive. This White Sox game is going to be on national television. That's interesting. AJ Pierzynski's on the call. He used to work for the White Sox. Now he doesn't. And he said it was because of his criticism and the questions that he had about Chris Getz. Want to see what details he'll share about that coming up. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.